Merci, madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. High Commissioner, if there is one embodiment of the compelling need for the United Nations in this world, it is unquestionably the organization whose ideals and actions you champion with such conviction. In the face of these conflicts that are multiplying throughout the world, humanitarian action provides a response based in solidarity and humanity. We commend the work of humanitarian personnel who, on the ground and at HQ, every day show their investment and represent this common ideal. And I would like to express the admiration and support of France for the High Commissioner and these teams. We'd like to convey our feeling of being indebted to those who should never have lost their lives in the exercise of their duty. High Commissioner, you've said this before, the current situation is appalling. Lebanon, which itself hosts millions of refugees, is becoming a location of displacement. The tragedy in Lebanon is in addition to those in Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and other dozens of crises where the humanitarian world is mobilized to aid the most vulnerable. Facing these crises, France is at your side. We are encouraging you. We must never cease acting in the favor of, in the interest of peace, because humanitarian work is crucial and it cannot be a substitute to political efforts. France will continue to resolutely support Ukraine, where Russia must put an end to its illegal war of aggression that it has been waging since February 2022. In Lebanon, as France has urged with several partners, we need an immediate ceasefire in order to put an end to this military escalation in the region and open the door for a diplomatic resolution of the conflict. Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity must be restored. In Gaza, the parties must urgently accept a ceasefire and take action to perform their obligations under IHL. And they must begin by freeing the hostages in Lebanon, in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Sudan, in Ukraine, in Myanmar, and other theaters of conflict. Civilian populations are the first victims. High Commissioner, you will recall it is the year of the 75th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions. It is unacceptable that international humanitarian law is so scorned, including a targeting of the Blue Helmets and humanitarian personnel. High Commissioner, we're at your side and we must choose solidarity. The Global Compact on Refugees shows us the path and France will pursue it with determination. Solidarity is represented in reception policies that are inclusive and implemented for refugees in France. French classes, access to housing, education, vocational training, inclusion through sport. This is approximately 600,000 people who benefit from international protection and solidarity in France. This solidarity is implemented with regards to the most vulnerable as well. We're thinking about women and girls who are the first targets in catastrophes and conflict. Our sisters in Afghanistan are at the heart of our concerns as well. They're not the only ones, but they are representative. Through the Global Forum of Refugees, together with dozens of state organizations and the private private sector, France is committed to resettling on its territory the most vulnerable women and girls. Solidarity towards refugees is founded in emotions and in hope. The Olympic prowess that we saw in Paris this summer and the laurels that were bestowed upon champions during these Olympic Games sent a message of hope to millions of people who are displaced and refugees throughout the world. This need for solidarity is of paramount importance when it comes to host countries as well and states. We commend the efforts of Chad, Uganda, Ethiopia, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Iran, Armenia, and others who host and protect refugees. France, in recent years has tripled its voluntary contributions to the HCR and will continue its efforts. We did this in Uganda, for example, when we supported a project centering on climate resilience. High Commissioner, France is at your side in order to provide the humanitarian system with its needs to respond to emergencies. We did this through the conference on Gaza in November, the conference on Sudan together with Germany and the EU in Paris in April. The President of the Republic has once again invited the international community to a conference on Lebanon on the 24th of October in Paris. You are, of course, invited. Furthermore, you've said that in order to sustainably fund the humanitarian system, we need diversification. We need new stakeholders. We need this reflection that you've launched on the places of humanitarian action, which by definition focuses on emergencies and development actions, which takes over at a certain point. We share this reflection with you, High Commissioner. Your actions and those of your teams are heroic. This is exemplary, and we owe you our support. France will provide it to you. Thank you.